Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a fascinating trend, Gen Z's strategic pivot towards law and business schools amidst a challenging white-collar job market. It feels like the traditional entry-level path is becoming increasingly difficult for many.
That's right. We're hearing a lot about a white-collar freeze, and it's more than just a buzzword. For Gen Z, this means fewer jobs, sky-high competition, and hiring processes that drag on forever. Add to that their existing burdens like student debt and economic uncertainty, and you've got a really tough environment for early careers.
Exactly. And then, paradoxically, we're seeing a surge in applications to law and business schools. It makes you wonder, is this just a temporary reaction to economic headwinds, or is it a fundamental shift in how Gen Z is planning their careers? To understand this, we first need to really grasp what this white-collar freeze actually looks like on the ground.
It's definitely not just a vague feeling. Companies are rescinding job offers, extending hiring freezes indefinitely, and even entry-level roles are demanding extensive prior experience, a real catch-22 for new grads. And the ghosting in recruitment? That's a whole other layer of frustration, leaving candidates with no closure.
This all seems to stem from a mix of economic and technological factors, doesn't it? Businesses are reassessing growth, prioritizing profits, and AI and automation are starting to reshape certain roles. This, combined with company restructurings, is creating an incredibly tight labor market for aspiring professionals.
Absolutely. The data and anecdotes all point to an intensely competitive landscape, where one entry-level position can attract hundreds, if not thousands, of applicants. It's a shared reality for so many. So, with the traditional path feeling so precarious, it's no surprise that ambitious young professionals are looking for alternative routes.
And that's where the allure of law and business schools comes in. We're seeing a significant uptick in applications for both JD and MBA programs, with a substantial portion coming from Gen Z. They're viewing these advanced degrees not just as more education, but as a strategic investment in a less predictable future.
The perceived benefits are quite clear. First, there's the credentialing and differentiation. A JD or MBA signals specialized expertise and commitment, helping candidates stand out. Second, it's about future-proofing. These programs cultivate critical analysis, strategic thinking, and leadership, skills that are often seen as more resilient to disruption.
That's a great point. And thirdly, it serves as a strategic pause. Grad school allows them to delay entering a tough job market, giving the economy time to potentially improve, all while enhancing their qualifications. Fourth, it offers a clear pathway for career pivots or specialization, which is crucial for those who realize their undergraduate major might not align with current market realities.
You can visualize this trend quite clearly with rising LSAT and GMAT scores alongside increased application numbers. It's a strong indicator of heightened interest. But is it just about hedging bets and gaining a competitive edge, or are there deeper motivations driving Gen Z's decisions?
That's the crucial question. Beyond the practicalities of the job market, we have to consider Gen Z's evolving career aspirations. They place a significant emphasis on purpose, impact, and work-life balance. They're often skeptical of rigid corporate ladders and deeply value autonomy and flexibility.
And how do law and business schools align with these values? For law, the appeal can be in advocacy, social justice, or tackling high-impact problems. For business school, it's the entrepreneurial spirit, innovation, and leadership opportunities. It's less about a job and more about a fulfilling career.
This perception is amplified by social media and peer influence too. Seeing successful individuals in these fields who embody desired lifestyles can shape aspirations. It's a shift from merely seeking employment to actively designing a career that aligns with personal and societal values. This leads us to the long-term implications.
Indeed. Pursuing an advanced degree is a long-term play with potential upsides and risks. On the positive side, graduates often see higher earning potential and access to more specialized, leadership-oriented roles. The rigorous environment also fosters invaluable critical thinking and problem-solving skills.
And let's not forget the alumni networks. Law and business schools are known for their robust connections, providing mentorship and opportunities that can last a lifetime. The earning potential is well documented. Studies consistently show significantly higher lifetime earnings for JD and MBA holders compared to those with only undergraduate degrees.
It's not just about the starting salary, it's the trajectory. An MBA can open doors to investment banking or senior leadership, while a law degree can lead to lucrative careers in corporate law or specialized litigation. These are career paths offering increasing responsibility and compensation.
Think about the skills developed. Law school trains students to dissect arguments and construct cases, while business school tackles complex case studies. These are transferable skills, highly sought after, especially as automation rises. The ability to think critically, strategically, and creatively becomes even more valuable, skills honed in these programs.
And the networks. Top school alumni networks are legendary, with graduates actively mentoring current students. This provides instant access to thousands of accomplished individuals for guidance and introductions. That's a powerful asset throughout one's entire career.
However, the path isn't without significant challenges. The most immediate is the substantial financial burden. The cost of tuition, combined with the opportunity cost of lost income, can lead to considerable debt. There's also the risk of becoming overqualified for certain roles.
This financial aspect is critical, especially for Gen Z, who are already burdened by undergraduate loans. We're talking about potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for law or MBA programs, impacting life decisions for decades to come, mortgages, family, retirement.
And the overqualified paradox is a real concern. An advanced degree might make you seem too expensive or likely to outgrow a position, inadvertently closing doors that a bachelor's degree might have kept open. It requires careful strategic targeting post-graduation.
Moreover, the job market is dynamic. The current freeze might be temporary. By the time graduates finish, the market could have rebounded, diminishing the relative necessity of their advanced degrees. We also have to consider the evolving nature of professions and the rise of alternative certifications.
Exactly. Will a JD or MBA hold the same value in 10 years, especially with specialized certifications and alternative learning pathways gaining traction? The economic cycle is crucial here. If it's a short recession, advanced degrees will be a clear advantage. If it's prolonged stagnation, the return might be less spectacular.
We're seeing it already with coding boot camps or project management certifications, often more focused, less expensive, and faster ways to acquire specific skills. These can sometimes be more directly relevant than a broad MBA or JD. It's a complex calculation.
So, the question remains, is this a smart strategic move for Gen Z, or a potentially costly detour? Ultimately, this trend reflects a generation adapting to a changing world, seeking resilience and meaning in their professional lives.
This entire phenomenon is really a symptom of Gen Z redefining what professional success means. It's not just about climbing a ladder or a title anymore. It's increasingly about making a meaningful impact, continuous growth, and achieving a sustainable work-life balance that allows for personal fulfillment.
That redefinition of success is profound. Previous generations often followed a linear path, degree, job, promotion, retirement, with success measured by external markers like salary and prestige. Gen Z, however, seeks something more intrinsic.
They want their work to mean something. They want to contribute to a cause, solve problems, or create innovation. Think about quiet quitting. It points to a desire for boundaries and a rejection of work-life imbalance, not necessarily doing the bare minimum. This desire for balance is a key driver.
They see their parents or older colleagues who may have sacrificed personal well-being for career advancement and are questioning that path. Their response to the job market isn't just about finding a job, it's about investing in a future that aligns with their values.
This has huge implications for employers. They need to adapt recruitment strategies and organizational structures. This means offering more purpose-driven roles, fostering continuous learning, and providing greater flexibility and autonomy. Companies need to get creative.
If Gen Z values impact, companies must be transparent about their social responsibility and sustainability. If they value learning, companies should invest in professional development and mentorship. And if they value balance, flexible work arrangements will become non-negotiable.
Companies clinging to outdated, rigid structures will be at a disadvantage. It also prompts us to think about the future of work and education itself. Will we see more integrated pathways between higher education and the workforce?
Will traditional degree structures evolve? This is an exciting, albeit challenging, frontier. We might see more apprenticeships recognized as equivalent to degrees, or micro-credentialing programs. Universities may need to rethink curricula, perhaps offering more interdisciplinary or project-based learning.
The traditional four-year degree followed by graduate school might become just one of several viable pathways, rather than the default. The white-collar freeze could be a temporary blip, but Gen Z's response might signal a lasting shift towards prioritizing depth, purpose, and long-term value.
This generation isn't just looking for a paycheck, they're looking for a career that is meaningful, sustainable, and aligned with their values. The decision to pursue law or business school is a proactive, strategic investment in a future offering financial security, personal fulfillment, and the ability to make a tangible difference.
It's a testament to their foresight and commitment to shaping their own destinies in an unpredictable world. It really makes you wonder about the future of career paths for Gen Z, doesn't it? It's a question that will shape the professional landscape for years to come.
Absolutely. Let's quickly recap the key takeaways from our discussion. We've covered the tangible reality of the white-collar freeze, the compelling appeal of graduate programs for Gen Z, and how this aligns with their evolving career aspirations.
We also delved into the long-term implications and potential pitfalls, particularly the financial investment versus the risk of being overqualified. And importantly, we touched upon Gen Z's vision for redefining success and the future of work.
Looking at the summary table, the key factors highlight the challenging job market dynamics, where the white-collar freeze creates a catch-22 for new entrants due to scarce roles and experience demands. Economic recalibration and automation only add to this uncertainty.
And the graduate school appeal? It offers differentiation and future-proofing with specialized skills, acting as a strategic pause. However, a potential downside is the risk of oversaturation of candidates with advanced degrees, diminishing their unique value, not to mention the significant time commitment.
Gen Z's aspirations are centered on purpose, impact, and work-life balance, seeing law and business schools as avenues for advocacy and innovation. The challenge here is balancing these intrinsic values with the practical demands of advanced degrees and ensuring the perceived alignment translates into reality.
The financial investment is substantial, with the promise of higher long-term earning potential and access to leadership roles, aided by strong alumni networks. But the significant cost and potential for crippling student debt are major challenges that can impact life decisions for decades.
Finally, the future career landscape shows Gen Z redefining success beyond titles, prompting employers to adapt with purpose-driven roles and flexibility. The challenge lies in the evolving nature of professions and the rise of alternative certifications, questioning the long-term value of traditional degrees.
In conclusion, this trend signifies a strategic reimagining of career entry. Gen Z's pivot to graduate programs isn't just a reaction, it's a proactive investment in a future that offers not only financial security but also personal fulfillment and the capacity to make a meaningful impact. It's a testament to their foresight.
They are shaping their destinies in an unpredictable world, prioritizing depth, purpose, and long-term value. This thoughtful approach to career planning will undoubtedly shape the professional landscape for years to come. Thanks for joining us on Bago Media, Finance.
It was great discussing this important trend. See you next time.